One day, King Parikshit was on an excursion in the forest. And something happened to him that never happened before. He was attacked with unbearable thirst. Some of you may know what it is like when you have unbearable thirst. You'll give anything for a little water. Nothing else can satisfy you. If someone gives you ornaments, nice car, beautiful garments, a throne to sit on, beautiful people to associate with, it cannot touch your heart as long as you're just suffering thirst. You must have water. You can't enjoy anything else until you attain water. So Parikshit Maharaj was hunting for water. He came to the hermitage of the great sage Samik Rishi, who was sitting in a state of samadhi, meditating on the Lord. Parikshit Maharaj asked him for water. Now Samik Rishi was a Brahmin, but Parikshit Maharaj is the emperor of the entire planet Earth. There should have been, by natural etiquette, at least an offering of a sitting place and water. But Samik Rishi was so much in another world of meditation, he did not take note that the king had come. So King Parikshit was overcome by the yoga maya potency of the Lord. Although he was such a tolerant and great person who could control all of his mind and senses to a perfect degree, somehow or other, the Lord covered him over and put a little bit of desire within his heart to avenge the Rishi. As he was leaving the house with his bow, he picked up a dead serpent and placed it on the shoulder of Samik Rishi. Very, very tiny offense. And he left. But because he was a great king, as the yoga maya potency of the Lord kind of wore off, King Parikshit felt terribly guilty. What have I done? Why have I done this? Meanwhile, the son of Samik Rishi, he was inexperienced, immature, and very, very puffed up. Because he was a Brahmin. He was the son of a powerful Brahmin. And he was trained in such a way that he had Brahminical powers. Because he had these opulences of knowledge and power, he became proud. Kali had already been punished and subdued by Maharaj Parikshit. He was looking for some way to overcome the earth. But there was no possibility. The only places Parikshit Maharaj gave him to rule was where there was illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating, or where there was too much hoarding of wealth. But Parikshit Maharaj was such a pure devotee and such a wonderful example. He was like the father of all human society. Therefore, there was no such illicit activities. Therefore, Kali was stranded without any powers to affect anyone. But he saw in this little boy, Sringi, false pride. Proud of his knowledge and his powers. Kali understood, this is the way I will enter into this little crack, and through this crack I will conquer the world. He influenced Sringi to become so angry, so outraged. He spoke to his playmates that this rascal person, he has offended a Brahmin. Since when does the crows and the watchdogs have a right to enter into the homes of their masters and offend them? What to speak of eat off the same plate as them? The Kshatriyas are simply like watchdogs. They're supposed to stay outside of the house of the Brahmins and protect them. But this king, due to his impudence, has lost all proper behavior, and he has offended my father. Now watch what I will do. He sipped water from the Kaushik River, and then he pronounced a curse. On 7 days from today, this low-class person in the guise of a king will meet his death by the snake bird Takshaka. I proclaim this curse. Then the child went back to his father, and he was crying. He was a victim of Kali. He was crying because he really didn't know whether he did the right thing or not. But it was done. His father, hearing his little son crying, came out of samadhi. He saw the snake on his shoulder and didn't think anything of it, just pushed it off, and asked his son, what is causing pain to your heart? His son told what had happened. Samik Rishi was overwhelmed with grief. Such a little offense didn't mean anything, putting a snake on someone's shoulder. He told his son, do you not know that King Parikshit is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna? It is due to him that religiosity and spirituality is permeating the whole earth. Without him, dacoits, thieves, and rogues will plunder the common people. He knew what was in store in the age of Kali. He grieved piteously. And then he prayed. He prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to forgive his son for this horrible offense. Meanwhile, King Parikshit was in his palace, and he was thinking in his mind that I have committed an offense. Let whatever reaction is meant for me come now. Whatever Krishna sees fit to do to punish me, I am willing to accept. Then he got the message from Samik Rishi that he was cursed to die in 7 days. Maharaj Parikshit accepted this as good news. He saw this as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, an opportunity to detach himself from all the entanglements of social and domestic affairs in this world, and to completely take shelter of the Lord. as Thakur Bhaktivinoda prays, slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. This truly was the practical example of Maharaj Parikshit. He left his home and sat on the banks of the Ganges to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fasting until death. Seeing the great king with such a grateful heart. Actually, King Parikshit was thinking of going back to Samigrishi to beg forgiveness. But he knew Samigrishi was suffering so much due to the activities of his son. If he were to face him, it would only cause more pain to the great sage. So out of etiquette, he went directly to the Ganges. Great sages and rishis from all over, they all came to assemble there. They wanted to be there to serve the king till that last moment. King Parikshit humbly bowed down to each of the sages and Brahmins as they appeared. And to each one, he presented what was his decision. I have vowed to fast till death, simply hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do I have your blessings? Is this the right thing for me to do? Although he was king of the world, he had no pride. He knew that any decision is not auspicious without the confirmation and blessings of great souls. He would not act independently. All the great souls who assembled, they bestowed their full blessings upon him. They confirmed that, yes, this is a glorious thing you are about to do, and we will be here with you until you leave this world. Then Parikshit Maharaj, with folded palms and lowered head of humility, asked two questions of the great sages. What is the highest occupation for people living in this world, for all classes of people living in this world? And what is the prime duty of a person who is about to die? It was at that time that the great son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, appeared and spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to answer these two questions for Maharaj Parikshit.